questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. We're welcome to another episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio for today's discussion, we have a very special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Sheikh Nur Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, and welcome to the show.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Nur Muhammad, for today's discussion, we want to talk about the concept of sawab, or the divine rewards. The concept of sawab is also mentioned in the Holy Quran, of course, along with the azab, which is chastisement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But according to Islamic theology and Shiite beliefs, there are some specific rewards for some specific actions, some of which are multifolded or multiple. For example, they say that if you reach someone and you first say salam, you take, for example, take some rewards, okay? The numbers are given over here. Or for example, if you sneeze and then say alhamdulillah, you will take some rewards, okay? Some of the actions which at the first look might not be understandable by the common people and the main philosophy behind that. Before getting to the philosophy, first give us the meaning of sawab. What is sawab?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. You know that the actions and the behaviors of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give some kind of reward for people. Actually, it can be some reward that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually mercy and blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment, you receive that. Or it means that it has some benefit for you, you know, some kind of blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in this world that you're living. But after all, thawab means that it has some kind of mercy and blessing of Allah to the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But again, I see that unfortunately, because we do not have enough careful study, in-depth study of this divine religion of Allah, we misunderstand some aspect of that. For example, about the question for those people who start saying salam and the person who, you know, responds to that. One narration from Imam Ali, he said that, alayhi salam, as-salamu sab'una hasana.
Yes.
If you say salam, peace be upon you, very interesting, you know, greeting of Muslims. I know that many people, even though they are not Muslim, they like it, they love it.
Salam alaikum.
Salam alaikum. When you enter, when you face an individual, you say to him, peace be upon you. You
see? Even when they leave each other, they say salam alaikum.
Yes, in some cultures.
As a farewell.
You're right. Okay. It is very beautiful.
Yes.
When you, for example, shaking hands, saying peace be upon you, giving positive energy to each
hugging
other.
Hugging each other, that's
hugging
right.
Hugging each other. Yes. These are beautiful, you know, etiquette of Islam. Imam said that salam, it has 70 reward. Tis'a wa sittun lil mubtadi wa wahida lil rad. You know, 69 rewards of that goes to a person who says salam, start salam. One of that goes to the person who responds to that.
That's right.
Very clearly, you understand that Imam wanted to emphasize of starting salam.
That's right.
Because it shows kind of humility of that person, modesty that of that person.
Okay.
Even if you go to the children, start and say salam to the children.
Yes.
You know, great emphasis because, you know, great part of the portion of reward goes to you. Mm-hmm. And one of that goes to the person who responds.
That's right.
Noble Prophet said that, al-badi'u bis-salam bari'un min al-kibr. If you start saying salam, you are far from self-conceit.
Yes.
You know, you are not arrogant.
You are not arrogant. You are not proud of yourself. Yes. Okay.
So, the, you know, great emphasis coming and going to those people who start saying salam and respect to the people.
That's all right. Okay. You know? And the numbers of the rivers that are given over here might be symbolic, isn't it? I mean, for example, when we talk about 1,000 hajj or 70 rivar or this and that, they want to show the emphasis of the case in most of the cases.
One interpretation is that.
Yes.
Maybe one interpretation is that they want to, in some cases, they want to show the, you know,
significance of the action.
Significance of action, yes. Sometimes.
Yes.
But some other time, actually, they are, wanted to indicate to the some spiritual realm of the existence. When you go to the Day of Judgment, of course, we are engaged in this material life. Maybe we cannot analyze these ideas,
the numbers
in the spiritual realm. But in other interpretation, maybe it had their own scope of understanding and meaning.
Or for example, when we get to the social life, it is mentioned that if a wife serve the husband with a glass of water, but with love and affection, she will be given, for example, the sawab of worshiping the whole year during the nights and fasting during the day, okay?
Yes.
So it doesn't necessarily mean that that lady is fasting or worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the case is that it shows Allah's emphasis on some of the actions, especially when it is among the people. I mean, when it is among the people or when it is related to visitations of the holy tomb of the infallible Imams, especially Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, on the Friday nights, okay?
Exactly.
So many sawabs are distributed over there and are given over there.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
Some of the other actions, for example, the Muslims do, for example, they do nuzurat, they do naz for this and that, for this, we can't say to take sawab. But this taking sawab must be with ma'rifah, isn't it? The mere action of doing such actions without ma'rifah might not be accepted by Allah
exactly.
Subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Exactly. Whatever you worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we do it. First of all, it should be with, you know, the clean intention only for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Not for the sake of showing off, you know.
That's right.
Or receiving the attention of people.
Yes. Should.
And another point is that it should be with ma'rifah, as you mentioned.
Yes.
Recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is very important. You should understand for whom sake you are doing this action.
Okay.
Whether you're doing for your own interest, you want to show it off.
Yes.
Or you're doing that for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, the understanding and recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very important for any kind of worships of Allah.
That's all right. For example, what about some special words or statements after some specific actions? For example, you sneeze and they send you alhamdulillah. These are the sunnah. These were remind the sunnah of Prophet and the Ahlul Bayt, isn't it?
You know that about sneezing, if you go to the medical explanation of that, you find that it has a lot of benefits for the body of human being.
Yes.
And even in the narrations, they have been mentioned this issue. For example, it showed that your body, when you sneeze twice or three times, not more than that, actually.
Yes.
Because if it is more than that, it shows that you have some kind of illnesses, maybe.
Yes.
But if you do, for example, twice of that, it shows that your body is healthy and it has a lot of, you know, healthy
benefits.
Benefits, yes, for the body of human being. You can find out these ideas. And because of that, you know, you say, Alhamdulillah, thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for even this single, you know, a sneeze.
Yes.
Because it's helpful for the health of your body.
That's all right. Okay. Still, there are so many, we can say, actions which the Muslims do to take sawab. For example, we could say that at the beginning of their eating, they say Bismillah.
Yes.
And when they finish it, Shukran Lillah. When they are, for example, in a party or in a meeting, there is a specific supplication or dua for the tablecloth, for the food, okay? Yeah. When a child is born, for example, there are some specific ceremonies
exactly.
to be done for the new child, for example, giving aqiqa or giving a sacrifice, and so many other actions which, if an outsider look at that, believes these are, for example, superstitions or something like that. But from inside the religion of Islam, all the philosophies have been mentioned. And I think the best book nowadays in order to refer to and to be more familiar with is Mafatih al-Janan, isn't it?
Exactly.
By Sheikh Abbas al-Qumi. When you go that, you read out different supplications and du'as over there, and we can say the rewards for that. Even the chains of the narrations are mentioned and the resources over there.
You know that we are living in the world of the different man-made religion. They have very funny ideas, ridiculous
yes.
ideas
yes, yes.
that they practice it. But when you, even I think from the outsider, when they
yes.
look at this divine religion, this cultural aspect of Islam,
yes.
I think seems to be very beautiful and attractive to them.
Yes.
For example, what the examples that you mentioned, they are showing great heritage of Islam.
That's all right.
In-depth culture of Islam.
Yes.
And how for different, steps of life, it has some, program and plan
programs,
for that.
That's right.
And it shows how careful this religion is for the health of the human being.
That's all right.
And, as you mentioned, it has a lot of philosophy attached to
that's
that.
That's right.
You know?
Okay, thank you very much, Shaykh Nur Muhammad, for a nice elaboration regarding the philosophy of sawab for some of the actions done in the Muslim life. It was very kind of you.
My pleasure.
Much. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/en Call of Islam page. See another episode. God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Li Aliin wa Husayn wa Hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن